It's been exactly a year since thousands of Haitian immigrants in the New York area got word that an earthquake had shaken their capital city to pieces. Since then, many have taken in relatives seeking refuge from Port-au-Prince, and hundreds of the newcomers are children. The New York City schools have taken in almost 800 new students from Haiti. Some are here with both parents. Others left a mom or dad or both behind. WNYC's Marianne McCune met some of these new New Yorkers at an elementary school in Brooklyn.
About half the students at PS 269 are of Haitian descent, and at least a dozen arrived here after Haiti's earthquake a year ago. This week, Principal Phyllis Corbin pulled them into a special workshop to write memoirs.
I don't know how much talk they get to do in school about it, and now they get to give that firsthand account.
They've already shared a few memories with a Department of Ed advisor named Mary Esposito, including, she points out, one sensory recollection, the smell of decomposing bodies.
And now they're up to the part of writing, "I remember that day."
I was scared.
I was feeling bad.
It was my city, so it was really bad.
In white button-ups and blouses, blue skirts and slacks, Dayan, Obed, Lori, and the others are leaning over lined paper, putting in pencil what they experienced.
My grandma came in Haiti for a little vacation, and after the earthquake, the house fell down in her, and after 8 days, she died. I saw people that are dead and people that are still alive. When I go home, then my mom was crying and she left me home to go see if our family is still alive.
An 11-year-old named Anne is relatively eager to tell what happened to her, though she starts to shiver a little while she talks, like she's cold.
I was told my dad if I can go into the school, and he said that the school came down. And I was like, "Oh my gosh, is everybody okay?" And he was like, "No, your best friend died." And I was like, "Oh my, my friend died, my teacher died, my principal died too."
Some of the kids can't speak English well enough yet to tell their stories. Others say they don't want to talk about it, or that people tell them they should forget it. Over the course of the year, the staff at PS 269 has provided Haitian kids with winter coats and boots and as much attention as possible. The school counselor, psychologist, and nurse all speak Creole. Nurse Florine Cherubin says she's acted as everything from translator to detective, trying to uncover their emotions.
Sometimes you have to remove yourself as either a teacher or nurse. You have to be like a mother. You have to be their friends. And then try to draw them out, and then so they can talk to you.
A fifth grader named Sarah says it's a real struggle to erase the images she doesn't want to remember.
Well, sometimes I think about it, and it makes me feel like it just pops in my head, and I can't do nothing about it. All the kids that dying, or the person that dying, and all the school that come down. Sometimes I become nervous because my dad is there.
Obed and Nahissa say they struggle with the same fears.
I'm thinking about my family. What's going to happen to them?
If they're sleeping in the house, that could happen if a house fell on them.
Pretty much everyone in this room says they're happy to be in New York. And when the sadness comes, they each have their own ways of coping. Dayan says when he feels upset,
we have video chat with my mom and my friend and my cousin.
Lori's mom is here, but her dad is in Haiti.
I asked her if she's worried about daddy too. He said yes, he would like him to come here to stay with us.
Well, I just drink hot chocolate every night for me to calm down.
The hot chocolate is for Anne, the same girl who trembles when she talks. And she says she's also made a best friend in this group. It's Lori.
And I told her she wanna be my best friend. She said yes, so now I have somebody to help me. I have teachers to help me. I have my mother to help me. I have my friend to help me. I have my best friend to help me. And I have everybody to help me. That's great.
Today, Anne's memoir is posted at the entrance to PS 269, along with those of fellow students who survived Haiti's earthquake. The memoirs are next to the comfort board students made last year, a collage of dozens of yellow hearts on which students wrote messages of hope for Haiti. One says, "I hope you feel better." Another says, "I wish they get food and water." A third says, "Dad, I know you're okay." For WNYC, I'm Marianne McCune.
You can see pictures of the students and some of their memoirs on our website, wnyc.org.